From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hartwick. It's Thursday, January 29th. Coming up, we'll learn what is coming to Central Illinois in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story in a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Multiple school board members want windows at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy to get bulletproof covering. The school was hit by gunfire last week. No one was injured, but students in gym class may have witnessed a window shatter. Board member Justin Michael Hendricks brought up the issue at this week's Unit 4 school board meeting. He asked administrators to make window upgrades a priority.
I'm unsure of the last few infrastructure updates that had happened with Booker T, but I'm sure bulletproof windows should have been a part of that conversation.
In 2023, students at Booker T. Washington witnessed a shooting take place during the school day. Hendricks said that after that incident, past board members should have pushed for safety improvements at the school. Betsy Holder was a board member at the time. She said she has repeatedly asked for window upgrades at schools and neighborhoods with higher gun violence rates. United Airlines is returning to Willard Airport with the promise of expanded service. Starting at the end of April, the airline will operate 4 daily flights to and from O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. The new service will also offer travelers connections to more than 200 cities from Champaign-Urbana. In a statement, Willard Airport Executive Director Tim Bannon said the new service will increase daily seats on flights by more than 50%. Willard currently offers flights to Chicago and Dallas-Fort Worth through American Airlines. United was the first airline to offer scheduled flights at Willard. It most recently served the University of Illinois-owned airport from 2017 to 2019. The state of Illinois is teaming up with a Chicago-based charity to operate the first statewide abortion fund. Ever since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 3.5 years ago, Illinois has received an influx of patients from across the country seeking abortion care. Local groups like the Chicago Abortion Fund say they've upped their operations to offer out-of-state patients more financial and travel help. Megan Jayefo, who heads the Chicago Abortion Fund, says the new statewide fund builds on a model that works.
It is a commitment to sustaining the infrastructure that allows Illinois not only to meet this moment, but to model what abortion access and access to the full spectrum of reproductive health care must look like nationally.
The fund will also offer grant money to smaller abortion funds across the state. Classes and lunches were back to normal at Rantoul's J.W. Eater Junior High School on Wednesday after a slow gas leak occurred on Tuesday. Rantoul City School says the gas leak came from a kitchen appliance and activated a carbon monoxide alarm. No one was reportedly hurt, but the school opened the windows and exterior doors for the kitchen and cafeteria. The school had students eat in a separate gymnasium because of the cold air. Rantoul Superintendent Scott Woods tells IPM News that he expected everything to be back to normal on Wednesday at J.W. Eater. Still to come, we'll learn what is coming to Central Illinois in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That's coming up on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 15 degrees with a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 3 below zero and a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 14 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 0 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 18 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the Trump administration says it wants to limit private equity firms buying single-family homes. It's aimed at easing a tight housing market and rising prices. We'll talk about what that could mean for Illinois homebuyers and check in on home prices statewide. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, January 29th, Art of the Resistance, a community conversation. This is a reception happening until 7 p.m. at the University YMCA Murphy Gallery in Champaign. The exhibition opened last week and runs through February 28th. It explores themes of identity, peace, trauma, authoritarianism, and resistance.
And starting that same Thursday, January Dance at the Cranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. This event is running from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. See humorous, experimental, theatrical, and athletic works by student, faculty, and guest artists. This program is running through January 31st. You can find out more information at dance.illinois.edu.
And on Friday, January 30th, Champaign-Urbana Restaurant Week kicks off. You can visit experiencecu.org/events/restaurant week to see which restaurants are celebrating a decade of the annual CU Restaurant Week with special menus.
And that same evening, there's a Strides Shelter fundraiser concert at Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center in Urbana. Doors will be opening at 6:30 p.m. and music starts at 7. Enjoy the live music, painting, and a food and coat drive to benefit Strides Shelter. Again, that is the Strides Shelter fundraiser concert.
And on Friday the 30th at 7:30 p.m., Cirque Calibante is at the Tryon Festival Theater at Cranert Center in Urbana. See colorful scenery, costumes, acrobats, and gymnasts in this show reflecting African culture, and it's accompanied by live Afro jazz percussion and kora. And on Saturday the 31st, there's a local author fair at the Champaign Public Library from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can chat with local authors about their books and writing journeys.
And there's also a K-pop Demon Hunters party happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Champaign-Urbana Special Recreation Center. You can dance, sing, and play games about Huntrix and the Saja Boys. And it's for children ages 5 to 12, so unfortunately, Kimberly, we do not fall into that category.
I honestly have not seen K-pop Demon Hunters.
You must.
But our coworker Emily Hayes spoke to one of the lead actresses and singers in it, which is pretty cool.
That's very true.
On Sunday, February 1st, there is a Mud Puppy Festival at Monarch Event Center in Monticello from 1 to 4 p.m. Adeline, I didn't know what this was, but I looked it up. Did you know what it was?
It's a little bit like a salamander,
yeah,
I think.
It is a little bit like a salamander. It reminds me of like an axolotl and a salamander combined. This is a creature in the Sangamon River, and this is the 8th annual festival. There are free games, crafts, and live animal exhibits for all ages.
And later that afternoon at 3 p.m., you can head to Savoy 16 to watch Moses the Black screen the Chicago-set crime drama that filmed throughout September in the Champaign-Urbana area on its opening weekend. That screening begins at 3 p.m.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time.
That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Kulsoom Khan, Kimberly Schofield, Adeline Moy, Mawa Iqbal, and me, Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.